Notice then in verse 7, Jesus said unto them, and I think when Jesus is talking about this parable here, he's talking about the church. We are his sheep. We know his voice. We follow him. We enter by the door. We don't try to come over the walls, come in any way, other way. And we're part of his sheepfold. Now, in the next parable, he tells us that there's other people who are not of these sheepfold who he's going to bring in, and there's going to be one shepherd and one sheepfold. And there he's talking about bringing of the Gentiles into the church. And so, but notice this, what he says about this. Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man entered, he shall be saved and shall go out and find pasture. So he is the door. He is the way to God. Remember, later on, he's going to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. You know, brethren, we need to understand that the Lord's church is unique. We can't obey the gospel wrong and be right. We have to do what we have to come in at the door through Christ. You remember in Acts chapter 4, Peter says there's no other name given among man under heaven whereby we must be saved. No other way. That's why Jesus would say, except you believe that I am he, you'll die in your sins. It's true through Christ that only we have the way. And when you think about what we need to do to be saved, you know, to repent, to believe and repent and confess and be baptized, we have to do that the correct way.